good week, and hopefully finding some time to squeeze in some R&R over the summer. I know sometimes it's kind of hard in these hectic times. But anyway, we are now up to week five, and as you've probably seen already, this week we're going to be doing some reading and talking about blogs, and you guys will be venturing out into the wonderful world of podcasting. We'll go out and interview a practitioner in your field who's been, experimenting with some technologies in their classroom or whatever kind of learning environment they're in. So, in terms of the details on that, like I mentioned, somewhere in the kind of 10 to 15 minute range, and that's give or take, a couple minutes, a little less, no big deal. A little more, also no big deal. But if you really get a talkative interviewee or you have a lot of audio to edit, definitely you want to make sure you kind of stay within that time frame. And speaking of editor, I suggest you can use, of course, GarageBand, which for any of you Mac users out there, you're probably familiar with that. That's a nice tool, and that's one I happen to use since I have a Mac. But there's also a great cross-platform tool that you can use if you're a Windows user, Linux, open source person, as well as Mac. And it's free, and I've got some info on that in our course website. Also, I've posted some resources on doing audio recordings, podcasts, and whatnot in the wiki. So if you navigate over to the wiki, you'll see a resources page link. Just click on that, and you'll see it all there, and then it'll be mixed in with some other things as well. And of course, by all means, everybody who's been added to the wiki as an editor, or if for some reason you haven't, just shoot me an email and I'll add you. But if you come across some resources that you think other people would be interested in, by all means, just go ahead and pop it in there. So, yeah, that's it for the podcast part. The readings, couple straightforward readings from Balsley and Bartholomew. Balsley's got a nice little piece on basically kind of the rationale for, hey, why do you want to do a blog in the first place if you're an educator? And so does a pretty good job of kind of laying the case out for that in a pretty succinct manner. And then we'll also fool around with Digo as well. And there's you have one of three options to write up some Digo comments on. And then in terms of the blog post for this week, you'll do your regular blog post in response to one of the blog readings, kind of one of the questions I have, I like, because I've got some suggested questions there on the website, is how do you see the role of blogs kind of changing learning environments when they're integrated into kind of formal learning environments? So when you bring them into the classroom, how does that kind of change the landscape? How does it alter what you do as a teacher? How does it alter the students' perceptions? And so that's kind of one of my favorite questions among the three or four that I've got suggested on the website. But again, by all means, like we've done with previous weeks, if there's other details or aspects of the readings that you want to talk about, by all means, feel free to do that. And while I'm on the topic of the blogs, our main course blog, the curators for this week, because now we've just shifted into the curation phase last week with our first three group leaders. And the group leaders for this week are going to be Cheryl, Erica, and Unsung. So you guys will be up for this week. If you have any questions, again, just don't hesitate to contact me. You can see some good models in there from the group leaders from last week. I think you guys did a great job. And then I've also got one that I did from week two. And so essentially, you're just looking to kind of see what specific details of your group member's post really resonated with you. So you can approach it as kind of like some highlights. For any ESPN fans out there, you might want to look at it as kind of the top 10. If that's helpful. So the blog readings, the blog posts, the curation, the curators for this week, Cheryl, Erica, Nunsung, and Digo, and then your podcast interview. So kind of a busy week, but based on some emails that I've gotten from some of you already, it looks like you're well on your way, especially working on the podcast. One other quick thing before I close out this little weekly reminder announcement is that you may remember at the very beginning of the course, Google Reader is phasing out I mentioned that Google Reader is phasing out its main reader RSS tool. And so there's a bunch of alternatives out there, but two that you might want to look at, and they're both free, or they have free options anyway, is NewsBlur, NewsBlur, or Feedly, FeeDly. And I'll post the links in our course site as well, or maybe I'll put them in the wiki under the resources page as well. So that'll do it for the announcements for this week 5. In the meantime, have a great week. Take care.